dozens of cars lined the parking lot of the old Wainwright Elementary School on the south side of Lansing, waiting for the Juneteenth caravan to begin. They were there to honor and celebrate the day enslaved people in Galveston, Texas, found out they were free. That day was June 19, 1865, nearly 3 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation, liberating most enslaved people in the country at the time. Saturday's parade was the first in Lansing since President Joe Biden signed the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act. But for many of those in attendance, taking part in the parade has been a yearly tradition of celebration and remembrance. Leading the caravan were Grand Marshals Leola Taylor and Leola Watson, sitting in the back of an early Ford model car. The pair are both from Lansing and have been participating in the city celebration for nearly 30 years. When talking about Juneteenth, Taylor and Watson say the day is about celebration and pride.
I represent the Juneteenth organization. I represent my people. I represent freedom, and I represent the state of Michigan.
Taylor says she wants the holiday to be a time for white people to have uncomfortable conversations about race and the treatment of black people in the United States.
But it's comfortable for us because we've been having a conversation all the time. We have the conversation and it makes other people uncomfortable, but it just makes us share the knowledge that we already know, even though they don't always accept it.
The caravan wound its way to the Elfrieda Schmidt Community Center for a cookout and other activities. Ashiki Guy was there along with other members of the Young Black Panthers Party. It's a group founded by Lansing resident James Henson and inspired by the original Black Panther Party. Guy refers to Juneteenth as the Black people's 4th of July.
Juneteenth is all about Black liberation, Black freedom. That's what Juneteenth is all about. It's about the day that slaves were liberated, which they never should have been. But, you know, this is what we celebrate. Everybody else celebrates the 4th of July, but we get Juneteenth. You know what I'm saying? June 19th, that's our holiday.
Yes.
While she's happy Juneteenth is now a federal holiday, she says she would like to see reparations for the descendants of enslaved people. Right now, a measure is being considered in Congress that would study the effects of slavery in the country and create a proposal for potential reparations to Black Americans. The late Michigan Representative John Conyers first introduced the bill in 1989, but it wasn't until April of this year that it received approval from a Judiciary Committee. Today, the bill awaits a vote on the floor of the House of Representatives.
So what it's going to take is the community coming together collectively, not just here, but everywhere, uniting around the world. Like how when George Floyd passed and everybody stood united and fought on the same side, we need the same thing going, but we need to keep applying pressure steadily until they do what we ask them to do. And I mean by any means necessary. It don't got to be peaceful all the time.
Crystal Page is one of the newest members of the group. She says she's tired of having to deal with racism in the workplace and not being taken seriously because of the color of her skin.
And I work hard, I show up, I do what I'm supposed to do. I do overtime, I do everything. So I'm just saying, it's just unfair. You know, but maybe if I was white, I feel like maybe if I was white, they would take me a little bit more serious and they'll want to know, Crystal, what's your opinion? What you think about this, you know?
For Ashiki Guy, celebrating Juneteenth this year is all about finding ways to resist white supremacy.
If you're using our votes, you're using our voices to get into those offices, you're using our power, pushing you into those places. So when you get into those seats, you should be held accountable to those people that are putting you in power. Because the power is always going to be with us. And I think a lot of people need to understand that there is always going to be more power within the people than the people in power.
The Lansing Juneteenth celebration was just one of many celebrations in mid-Michigan, including Michigan State University's first in-person commemoration of the day. For WKAR, I'm Michelle Jokishpolo, reporting from Lansing.